Multimsinger Picture of J1048+7143, by Emma Kuhn et al. We draw the Multimsinger Picture of J1048+7143, a flat-spectrum radio quasar known to show quasi-periodic oscillations in the gamma-ray regime. We generate the adaptively binned Fermi Large Area Telescope light curve of this source above 168 MeV to find three major gamma-ray flares of the source, such that all three flares consist of two sharp subflares. Based on radio interferometric imaging data taken with the Very Large Array, we find that the KPC scale jet is directed towards west. While our analysis of 8.6-GHz very long baseline interferometry data, mostly taken with the Very Long Baseline Array, revealed signatures of 2% scale jets, one pointing towards east, one pointing towards south. We suggest that the misalignment of the KPC and PC scale jets is a revealing signature of jet precession. We also analyze the 5GHz total flux density curve of J1048+7143 taken with the Nanshan, Yaw, and Rattan 600 single-dish radio telescopes and find two complete radio flares, slightly lagging behind the gamma-ray flares. We model the timing of gamma-ray flares as signature of the spin-orbit precession in a supermassive black hole binary, and find that the binary could merge in the next approximately 60 to 80 years. We show that both the pulsar timing arrays and the planned laser interferometer space antenna lack sensitivity and frequency coverage to detect the hypothetical supermassive black hole binary in J1048+7143. We argue that the identification of sources similar to J1048+7143 plays a key role to reveal periodic high-energy sources in the distant universe. This was Multimsinger Picture of J1048+7143 by Emma Kuhn et al.